Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. Yeah, parents with your children. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, this thing of children's church, you know that it is a new thing. I'm told that it began either after the Second World War or during the Second World War because of certain circumstances. That's when it began. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah, but it wasn't there. Amen. And if you go to a church and there's no children's church, it doesn't mean that it's a bad church. You understand? Because there's nowhere in the Bible where they say what? That a church should have children's church. Glory be to God. Amen. On the contrary, the Bible says that children should instruct their children in the way that they should go. Parents, rather. Thank you. You understand? So the work of teaching children the word of the Lord is not for children's church teachers. All right? It is parents. Hallelujah. Andrew, are you listening? Glory be to God. Yeah, but we come alongside you. Hallelujah. The children's church teachers come to help you. All right? They come to help you but the primary teacher of children teaching them the word of the Lord is parents. Okay, Sheki, isn't that true? Okay. I was wondering who Sheki was. I wanted to know who is that one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, good to see all of you once again. Okay, good to see how many of you? All of you. Now I'm going to add, especially Rachel. Rachel hasn't been here for two Thursdays, because her mother is unwell. Okay? I hope even as she's here, she'll be able to attend. She might be here in the body, but when what? Yeah, her mind is in hospital. The mother is very sick, and let us continue to pray for her. Glory be to God. Is there someone I wanted to say also especially? Who was it? Huh? Glory. Okay, glory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, glory. Good to see you. Yes. Alan was here last Sunday. Weren't you here? Yeah. Alan was here last Sunday. Yes. Glory be to God. You know, I have friends in this church. When they are here, I know. When they are not here, I know. Glory be to God. Not that I look out to see whether my friends are around, but you just look and you realize that what? Your friend is not around. Glory be to God. Like Alan. Okay? I and Alan, by the way, are very tight. Hallelujah. Where is he, by the way? I know he's in here. Because I heard you saying that, yeah. I and Alan are good friends. Glory be to God. Now, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says that. Okay, children, are you there? Hebrews 11, glory be to God. This is awesome, eh? Kids have Bibles and they are opening them. Okay? This is excellent. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hannah. Hannah, where's your Bible? Okay? So, children, are you there? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Okay? Hebrews chapter 11, I'm giving time for Sheki to... Hebrews chapter 11, okay? You've gotten the page number? Very good, she's there. Now, chapter 11, verse 6. Okay? 11 verse 6, she's there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Just to tell you a story. When I went to Fort Portal the other day, then I went with my sister who stays there to visit a certain child at school, at Nyakasura School. Yeah. I'd never seen that child. In fact, we ended up at the school just, it wasn't in our plan. But anyway, my sister took us there. And yes, I like the girl. She's like in senior 2 or senior 3. Bambi girl. Yeah, broke, poor girl. Anyway, but I liked, you know. Then I told her, hey, you know, one day we should arrange, visit me, come to my home in Kampala. Okay. Anyway, so I came back and I told my wife, the story, which is a nice girl, what, you know. Then then my wife would say that, but don't you like all girls? Did you say that? Is there any girl you don't like? Glory be to God. Anyway, so that explains why I was giving attention to who? To Sheki. Glory be to God. Okay? Yeah, so Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says that, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he or she, any person who comes to God, must believe that he, God, is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Okay? The key message that we want to take from that verse is that God is a rewarder. God is a what, children? God is a rewarder. God gives rewards. Hallelujah. God gives what? Rewards. And rewards are given to people who accomplish something. People who do a certain work. Okay? They do it well and they complete it. Glory be to God. And so God also, when he gives you a work to do and you do it well, he rewards you. Are you hearing, children? Okay? Matthew, are you listening? God gives what? Rewards. Okay? The Bible is saying here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that God is a rewarder. Glory be to God. Mark Namanya, are you listening? God is a what? He's a rewarder. Hallelujah. God is not like a good number of parents of this generation who give rewards for nothing. Hallelujah. And in that way, yeah. And it is their money which is messing them up. You know, money can mess you up. You have a lot of it, so you just... Anyway, so parents, because they have money to burn, to waste, they reward their children for doing nothing. All right? And little do they know that they are messing up their children as far as the future is concerned. Because if kids are being taught, remember, it is parents who are supposed to teach their children. So if children are being taught that you get rewarded for doing nothing, then they are going to grow up with that mindset that you do nothing and you get rewarded. Okay? Then in future, if they don't get rewarded for doing nothing, they will complain. You understand? Eh? You know, when they go out in the workplace. In fact, they'll grow up knowing that you don't have to work to get anything or to get something. Okay? Are you listening to me? Children, are you listening to me? Okay? Yeah, they're going to grow up knowing that you just get, stuff is just given to you even when you haven't done anything. All right? So they will grow up with no plans or with no aspirations to really work and to work well and work hard. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And before you know it, these children will be 45 and they will still be depending on their parents. Because those parents taught them that you don't have to work to what? To get anything, to get something. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I was listening to someone who was saying that most of these rich people, okay, who you talk about, okay, their property, their wealth, okay, in a short while is going to be possessed or bought by children who are right now broke. You understand? Children who are right now broke. You know, eh? Their parents are broke, so they're also poor. But those children, in a short while, are going to be the ones to buy all the wealth of these what? Rich people. Because those poor children are being taught how to work. Do you understand? Those children are being taught how to work. All right? But the children of the rich are not being taught how to work. Okay? They have tabs. They have phones. They are just there playing games. Then the parents come back home and they give them rewards. Glory be to God. But this is very serious. Eh? Okay? And by the way, there's children's church here. Okay? Today's, isn't it? Glory be to God. So children, when you get your children, okay, teach them how to work. Glory be to God. I heard of a lady, okay, there's a lady I met through Flora. She's a maid. I was told that these days you say, what? You don't say maid, you say help, house help. But that is just semantics. Just what? There's no, you know. Eh? Anyway, so this maid, I met her, you know, somewhere in a minister's, in Tinder. And this lady, so she's working at a certain home, but previously, anyway, so she was sacked from a certain job, a certain home. Why? Because she used to make the children work. Hallelujah. So she used to make the children of the house work. Okay? And the mother or her mistress assured her that I did not bring you here to make my children work. You understand? And then for that matter, she was sacked for making children work. She's like, you are the one who was brought to work. Not children. Glory be to God. Now, those are the things you're going to hear in a short while. Okay? That their house, what? The parents have died, and now, what? The kids are there. Anyway, they have sold the house. Because they need money to survive. So, they have sold the house. You understand? And sold it to who? To some kids somewhere in Kawempe, somewhere. Or Bukoto, Untinda, any some poor children who are being told to work. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. People are not saying amen, but for me, I'll what? Because there's children's church here. And I'm talking to the children. Glory be to God. So that when they get children, okay, they teach their children how to work. Glory be to God. Okay? And by the way, when your children learn how to work, it helps in other ways also. Okay? It helps in other ways. You know, our children eat ice cream, then they sit on their tubs. Then they grow fat. Then they get issues. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So anyway, God is a what? Is a rewarder. God does what? Manzi, God does what? Rewards. Hallelujah. There's some nice story I heard about Manzi. What was it? And I will remember. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Children, God is a rewarder. Hallelujah. Alana, God is a what? Is a rewarder. God reward. By the way, it's so good for kids to know that this God that we are serving, he's a good God. He gives gifts. He gives rewards. Hallelujah. Because, you know, it's dangerous for children to know that, man, God is just there looking out for mistakes. You know, but this God, children, is a good God. He gives rewards. And these rewards are big and nice. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes, young Glory listening. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? 2 Corinthians, 2 Chronicles, chapter 15, verse 7 says that. It says that, be strong and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Glory be to God. Be strong. Okay, by the way, if your child is weak, they're saying that they can't work because they are weak. One of the ways to make them strong is by getting them to work. Glory be to God. All right? Certain times, energy comes by just getting active. Then the body, you understand? Eh? Are you listening to me? Glory be to God.
All right, so anyway,
it says that, be strong and do not let your hands be weak. Then it gives motivation for that. The motivation is, your work shall be rewarded. Hallelujah. Okay? So that is in the Old Testament. Now, in the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, it says that, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Okay? That means, children, that your labor, the things that you do for God, they are not for nothing. They are not for just. Okay? But that's not correct English, but I hope you understand me. So, parents, after a year, when you go home, teach the children the correct way of saying what I've said. Hallelujah. Yeah. But the point is, children, your work is not for nothing. Your work is not for just. Glory be to God. Okay? Because you see, God is a rewarder. Okay? Your work shall be rewarded. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, I'll give an example. The Bible is full of rewards, you know, that principle. Okay? But the best, not the best, but the one which I always love to refer to is about Abraham. Okay? In Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. We're shaking now, didn't have to go to the index. Genesis, glory be to God. Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 says that, now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. Then he said, God said that, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. Okay? So God tells Abraham what he, Abraham, should do for him, should do for God. Glory be to God. And you all know the story. Abraham obeyed. Okay? I remember it was a difficult thing to do. Okay? But I think Abraham knew that God is a rewarder. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Of course, the Bible says somewhere in Hebrews or Romans that Abraham somehow knew that God will raise up Isaac from the dead. You understand? Anyway, Abraham obeys God. All right? And verse 16, okay, after Abraham had obeyed, verse 16, God comes to him and God speaks to Abraham, okay, by an angel, and he says that, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing, because you have done what? You have done this thing, you have obeyed, you've done my work, okay? You have done this thing, and I have not withheld your son, your only son. Blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply your descendants. Glory be to God. So when Abraham obeys God, God is like, I'm going to reward you. Okay? That's why he tells him that, blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I'll multiply your descendants. Glory be to God. There are some blessings we are not going to get, okay, unless we do something that God tells us to do. Glory be to God. Amen? You see, again, it is people who have been taught, who have been raised with this mentality that you do nothing and you get something, who think that God is that way. Hallelujah. God doesn't reward nothing. God rewards obedience. God rewards our works. Okay? So Abraham here obeys. And God tells him that because you have obeyed, therefore, blessing I'll bless you. Glory be to God. Amen? Blessing I'll do what? Yeah. You know, for years, I have thought about this. This thing of, running to men and women of God, prophets, pastors, for them to tell us something good that God has for us, which hasn't revealed, That's okay, by the way. You understand? It's okay. But very often, for a good number of people, the truth of the matter is, according to the scriptures, is that God has no prophecy for some of these people. You understand? Again, remember, I'm Bible what? Best. There's nothing. That's why you see, you come to Prophet Samuel. You ask him now, what does, I'm in trouble. I don't have money. Tell me what God is saying, how he's going to prosper me. Okay? Then Prophet Samuel just give you some general stuff, Then you're like, prophet is not, he's not big, he's not a major one. Then you run around, you look, you watch Prophet Mark. You understand? Then Prophet Mark also gives you the same, in quotes, rubbish. Like according to you, rubbish, which Prophet Samuel told you. And then because you somehow think there's something big God has for you and you want to know it so that you can have faith and wait on him. Then you are like, these may be men, just what? Then you hear of a certain prophetess on Gaza Road. Somewhere, then what? And man, ladies know these prophets, man. I'm telling you, if I got men here, to what? To say the prophets whom they know on Gaza Road and Entebbe Road, what? Man, most men know like two. Then you bring chicks. They'll start with Prophet Moses, Prophet Samuel, Prophet Mark, Prophetess Esther. You know, eh? I'm telling you. And I think, yeah, there's a good, godly explanation for that. Women are generally more drawn to godly things, eh? To spiritual things. But with that also, there comes a weakness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so, chaps don't get the prophet. In fact, even you go what to dream, you are God, give me a dream about my what? Prosperity, my, you know, eh? And, you know, eh? Then you hear of a church where they dream. You're like, if I join that church, maybe I'll also dream. Eh? God showing me my money that is coming, that he has in store for me. And man, you just come in that church, you hear chats for them. They're talking about how they dreamt money is coming to them. For you, then you are like, man. Then after 6 months, you are like, let me look for another one. Because the dream is only, the truth of the matter is, the dream is not coming because God really has what? He didn't have that money for you. He didn't have that money for you. Because you've never done anything that he has told you to do. Do you understand? Glory be to God. Now, someone needs to tell people that. But the reason why, well, I don't know, but I think the reason why people are not told that is, number one, the prophets and the prophetesses don't know this. Okay? If they know it, then they don't want you to what? To go away from them. So they will keep telling you what, you know, some general stuff, you know, eh? Instead of asking you in a category. You understand? Or going back and seeking God, like, God, why aren't you giving me? You understand? Eh? As in, what, this person, why aren't things happening? You know, eh? Then God tells him, that one. You understand? That one, or your Mundekele, leave that one to me. Because me and that person know. Okay? That person, I told them to do this, they disobeyed, they refused. So I have nothing for them. Okay? But they grew up in Bogos on tabs. Eh? Playing games, words, they never used to do nothing. But their parents would reward them. So they also think I'm like that. Glory be to God. Bogos, Nadia. Glory be to God. Okay? If you stay there, I'm joking. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But this is very serious. This is very what? Serious. Abraham wasn't going to receive this promise, blessing, I'll bless you, if he hadn't done what God had told him. You understand? Eh? That is why it's important very often to read whole passages of a story. You just don't jump on what? Blessing, I'll bless you. Then you start confessing it, you know? Ekigambo ky'omwaka, you know? Eh? You know, eh? But where, you know, eh? Yeah, this was spoken to a man who had obeyed God. Are you listening, children? A man who had what? Obeyed God. And the obedient man was, it was what? It was high-level obedience. Disobedience was for seniors. You know seniors at your school? What class are you in, Shaki? P what? P3. Now, this one was for... she's in P3. Now, the mother is a Jew. I don't know. I don't know what's the problem with that. Who preached it? The child had answered the question, but the mother is... Yeah. She even did what? Yeah, she's not in P2 and she's not in P4. She's in, yeah. Okay, and so this obedience for P7 is very difficult, you know. Bassinia, you know. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, there are times when God considers you a senior and gives you something to do, whichever senior, and you refuse. So God won't come from verse 2 to verse what? To verse what? To verse 17. He won't. You stop there in verse 2. Then you say, okay, now you go to now Leviticus. You leave Genesis. You leave Genesis. Okay, Genesis. To gain them what? Leviticus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So he says that because you have obeyed my voice, blessing are what? Bless you. Okay, remember, for those of you who came late, Esther. Okay. Yeah. God is a rewarder. God is a what? And by the way, I have said this once, but I need to say it again. There are things God will give people, then, but he will get you, and tell you that for you, I'll give it to you after you've done this. Let's say, for example, a job. God gives, Muslims to get jobs. You understand? Witches get jobs. People in cults, in Kakande, in Mbonye, in Urubega, Gracebega, they get jobs. Then God gets someone, a certain child of his dearly beloved, and said that now you, I'll only give you a job if you do this. You understand? Then you hear people in cults testifying. And they attribute it to their false what? We probably they got a job. Yet God is like, they are my people, what? Then God gives his child. Okay? Like they say, na mukwata mutano. Okay? Tano is 5, okay? God gets you and holds you in his hand like this and say, you won't get it. I'm not what? Going to allow you unless you do this. Glory be to God. Whether you run to prophets on Gaza Road, a prophetess on Entebbe Road, God is, you understand? Man, there's that dimension of God which is what? Which is amazing. Hallelujah. And the earlier you get to know that about God, man, the better off you are. You won't go through some of the problems your parents went through or are going through. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Alan, are you listening? Amen? Esther, my daughter. Glory be to God. Amen. This God, man, he's not a general God. There are times when he gets into specifics, and say, I'm not, Hallelujah. So anyway, Abraham obeys God and God says that, I will do what? Blessing, I'll bless you. Basically saying, I will reward you for what you have done. Glory be to God. Okay? In Matthew chapter 19, from verse 27, Peter said to Jesus, okay? Peter says to Jesus, he says that, see, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have? We have done what? You let us stop our fishing business. We are fishing, getting money, Okay, whether it was little or much, but we're getting our kasampe, our kawat, our kamane. Then you told us to follow you. We have followed you. We have suffered with you. Then to them, now what are we going to get? Okay? Peter was godly. He knew that God is a rewarder. Hallelujah. So there was nothing wrong with that question. Because you see, Rachel, God is a what? A rewarder. So Peter is like, you, Jesus, God in the flesh, we have followed you. We have worked for you. Eh? We have even been abused because of you. Then he told him, now, what shall we have? What are you going to reward us with? And Jesus didn't say that. How can you ask me that? You know, like a parent, when you don't have money, a kid asks you stuff which needs money. Cut a wire, man. For nothing, man. But the problem is what? Is dime or the lack of it. And so Jesus said to them, assuredly I say to you that in the regeneration, okay, when I return, when the Son of Man, me, Jesus, sits on the throne, okay, of my glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of who? Of Israel. Okay? He said that's the reward you're going to have. You will reign with me. Glory be to God. When I return in my kingdom. Hallelujah. You will reign with me. God, you remember God is a what? He's a rewarder. Hallelujah. Now let me bring it home. Concerning this church, okay, God is saying that he's also going to reward us. Hallelujah. God is going to reward us for what? We have worked for him. Okay? We have worked for him as far as this church is concerned. For example, we praise and worship him in spirit and in truth. Okay? And that especially goes to the worship team. Hallelujah. We don't come here and do katemba, just drama, to entertain people, you know. We sincerely praise and worship him. Okay? We pray. Hallelujah. We pray for the well-being of this congregation. We pray for one another. We pray for things he tells us to pray about. Glory be to God. Okay? Joan, did you hear a dream from that prophet? Prophet Martinson. Eh? He had a dream. He shared it on the Thursday, you are not here. And the dream, apparently God was telling us to pray for a certain preacher that is on the edge. Eh? He's on the what? He's on the edge. Some popular international, what? That is on the edge. He's not false yet, but he's on the edge. And there was a call for us to what? To pray for him. And we prayed for him. Okay? I'll find out. Oh, Martin, Prophet Martinson, we'll find out from God if we're supposed to continue praying for him. And Bambi is a good man. Hallelujah. So you see, anyway, we pray for things God tells us to pray about. Hallelujah. Okay? He has to reward us for that. Okay, we give towards the things, we give to this church. Hallelujah. Okay? We do what? Children give. Their parents give them money, then they bring it, then they give. Okay? You understand? 200 shillings, 100. Okay, God has to reward that. Glory be to God. God has to do what?
God has to reward that.
And by the way, he's saying he's going to reward that. Glory be to God. Okay? There are people who take care. I didn't know, you know. You know the snacks your kids eat in children's church? Long time ago, it's the church which used to take care of that. Then someone came, it took it, then someone, then, yeah. And but it is people in this church who are like what? Who are like that. But then let it be off the church. You understand? Eh? And week in, week out, man, eh? They what? Eh? Man's that splash. Eh? Are they splash? Whatever. Yeah. Glory be to God. No, that is not a small thing to God. Okay, taking care of his children so that his children can love coming to church. Also to, of course, give them some what? Glucose to, yeah, to work. Hallelujah. God has to reward that. Okay? God has to reward the ministration of the word. Hallelujah. Like I said last Sunday, there's no Sunday where like a message was preached and it was because of selfish interest. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And even then, we seek God, okay, what to preach. That's why we don't have like a timetable that in March we're going to preach about this. In February, we're going, you understand, in December. Now, churches which do that, maybe that's how God leads them. You understand? But for me, I don't think I have the ability to know what God now wants me to preach in November. That's why right now, maybe in future I'll have that ability. I'll be a senior in these things of God. When now I know what, preach in what? On December 23rd, I'm going to preach this on what? Hey, chaps who know that, man, I'm like, wow, you know, eh? Because even now, I do not, we're going to preach next week. Glory be to God. But what I know that today, okay, God wants to tell you that he's going to what? To reward you. Hallelujah. Okay? Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10 says that God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Everything you do in this church, okay, you're blessing the name of the Lord. You're ministering unto the Lord. Whatever you do for someone in this church, okay, God is taking note. Hallelujah. Children should know that God has big eyes. Hallelujah. Bigger than Geraldine's, bigger than Eden's. Glory be to God. God has what? He sees everything. Hallelujah. He sees everything. Okay? And so he says that, I am not unjust to forget your work and labor of love. Okay? Which you have showed towards his name in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. So God is not unjust to forget what we have done for him in this church. Okay? Teddy, God is not unjust. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has to reward us. And I say that not because I'm being disrespectful to him. Number one is because it is there in his word that he's a rewarder. Number two is because that he told me to tell you, starting from last Sunday, that he's going to reward you. Glory be to God. This I know for sure. Glory be to God. This I know for how? For sure. Glory be to God. Amen. You see, we have done well, eh? Okay? Even this pushing, eh? Okay? Praying until something happens. We've been praying for LAT, you know, eh? So that there are no delay. You understand what I'm talking about? That alone is work. Work unto the Lord's name. Okay? Okay? The elders know that dream Dennis had in July last year. Okay? And God was saying that spiritually speaking, that the car engine, okay, is in perfect condition. You understand? Eh? Who has made it perfect? Who has kept it perfect or in good shape, in good order? It is you. Do you understand? So God has to reward that. You understand? Eh? Remember, December, I get a dream saying that the condition of this, you know, this church is like fertile ground, fertile soil. God has to reward that. Hallelujah. You know, eh? The spiritual state of this church is beautiful. It's great. Okay? It reminds me, many years ago, I think it was 2017, 2018. But I don't know why God, what? Sometimes he disturbs me. I go to sleep, I'm on my own things, I'm just thinking about LAT, I'm just thinking about this church only. Then you wake up in the night, in the dream, he gives you a dream about a certain church which you don't have, what? Okay, and so back in the day, he shows me a big building in the city center, okay? Okay, CBD, okay? So it's white, you know, eh? But the building was dirty. You understand, eh? You know, dirty, you see dust, like mud, you know, eh? But big, eh? And you could tell that it was a new building in the city, okay? So then I was talking to some guy I was with in primary school and in medical school, okay, who goes by a certain name. And so when I woke up from the dream, I got to know that God, that this guy's name, my Obi's name, okay, was also the name of a certain pastor, okay, who had begun a church in the city. And the church within whatever had become big, like it was, you know, eh? Big, you know, eh? And all young, you know, were all what? Flocking to it. Then God is showing me that I see this thing as, you know, you remember it is a new thing, white, but dirty. Like from the outside, the walls, like dirty. And God is like, that's how I see this thing. Hallelujah. Just as people are celebrating it, they're like, wow, this is a new, you know, but God is like, dirty stuff. Hallelujah. Okay? But now God is saying, fertile ground. Glory be to God. God is saying, an engine in good condition. And who has kept it that way? It is you. It is what? It is you. You guys, you're joking with churches. Eh? Churches are not easy, what? In fact, Flora was telling me years ago, that man, I think your job is very, what? Difficult, because how do you manage, like, you know, eh? People have different interests, different whatever, different mindset, where they think about things in church. Now, how do you, like, deal with all that? Glory be to God. Okay? The people want to deal with you. They want you to do things for them, like you're their boyfriend, like manipulating. They know you're like their dad, you know, eh? You know, and how do you want? You're like, now, what about me? What about, so? You know, how do you, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But despite all that, according to heaven, he's like, you're okay. Glory be to God. And for that reason, I'm telling you, God said, you must be rewarded. Rewarded by him. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. He's going to reward you with a blessing. Hallelujah. The blessing might be tangible. It might be intangible. Okay? And in fact, it might be, for some people, it might be blessings. More than one. Glory be to God. You know, I remember in 2018, we had a service like this. Okay? When God says, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to reward you. It's interesting that it is at that time. In fact, those either that particular week, That's when we got the land where we built a house and stay. But prior to that, we had looked all over Kirama, Nigeria, you know, and failed to get land. Like a good place to build a home. But it is after that word came that I'm, you know. And sometimes, some things you see them in retrospect. You know, like after that, that's when you're like, this happened. And you're like, oh, God kept his word. Okay, 2022 in September, okay? So this is less than 2 years ago. We had a service like this. In fact, there were two. Okay, where we talked about blessing. In fact, we prayed for everyone, for God to bless them. You remember? We got the children here, okay? And that's why, by the way, they are here. Because, again, we're going to pray and speak a blessing upon all the children and upon all of us. Glory be to God. We did that, remember? Then there's someone who came, Bambi, was concerned. They're like, Pastor, Tegwe, Katiti, what are you asking the blessing? What about you, Pastor? Then I'm like, oh, God, what? Who sought me? Now, that's on Monday. Monday, I wake up from a dream. Okay? That is a dream when, in that dream, Apostle John Mulinde, okay, he invites me, gives me a call requesting me that I should be his best man. Then in the second part of the dream, I am in his office, okay, and I'm working from there. Glory be to God. Now that's a simple dream, but it is a profound dream, if you know what it means. But that happens, okay, as a result of what God's saying, I'm going to bless you. Okay, so that means and meant that even me, I was blessed in that service. And then God shows it to me in a dream, what you got. Are you listening to me? Glory be to God. Okay, we have had even there are services where, you know, things have happened because of a service like this. Hallelujah. So don't take what I'm telling you lightly. Glory be to God. And today we're going to pray for everyone. We're going to lay hands on everyone. We're going to bless our children. We're going to speak a blessing over them. We're going to pray up for every adult. Glory be to God. Amen. There's something I wanted. Was it a joke? This I'm going to what? Glory be. Anyway, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Children are going to be prayed for. And remember, children, some of these blessings that the Lord gives you, okay, some of them you might never see them when you're still kids. But one day when you're grown, you understand? Yeah? Okay? You are, oh, God gave me this, and God will come and say, I gave you this when you are very young. I blessed you with this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Again, like I said, sometimes there are material blessings, okay? Okay? Things you can say, yeah, this, I have this. But sometimes there are spiritual things. Not like that Mulinde thing. It's a spiritual thing. Glory be to God. Of course, which brings about material, physical results. Glory be to God. Okay? And by the way, as I speak, in fact, you see, that's why I'm speaking very confidently about this issue that God is going to bless you. Okay? Because after I preached, after I told you this last Sunday, okay, I had a dream. And in the dream, God showed me what I had been blessed with. Glory be to God. Okay? So that there's some people asking, Nayenze, why doesn't, for me, God show me? Why does he only show you? Because now in 2022, he showed you in a dream. Now you can take him on and say, God, even me, show me. There's someone years ago who did that, I think. Was it you? Who said, God, what did you give me? There was an individual man, God answered that prayer. Hallelujah. Do you remember? Is that individual here? Anyway, Glory be to God. God is going to what?
Yes, so I had a dream on Wednesday.
Okay? And God was like, what you preached on Sunday was of me. And this is what? I've blessed you with, rewarded you with. Glory be to God. All right? It was a simple dream, but profound. The same one like for the one in the Apostle Melinda thing. Very simple dream, but when you understand what it means. Okay? For those of you who don't know, one time I'll be bold to say what? What it means. But it's a very simple, what? Glory be to God. So anyway, on Wednesday, the dream I had, the simple dream I had, remember, simple but profound, so I was back in school. It was like primary school, okay? Yeah, and I need to address this. There's a teaching that if you dream things of back in the day, you know, then that means that what? Your life, what? Yeah? The devil is taking you what? Backward. But, I mean, it might be true for some dreams, but for me, all the dreams I've had when I'm in Budo, rather smart Budo, it ain't been that. You remember now, like, that dream when I had the phases? Remember? We have ended the first phase. Then the second phase should be much shorter. I'd been admitted at Budo for senior five, I think it was. Okay? Now, I was in senior five in 19... Who was I? Whatever. Yeah, but it was 1990... Was it 97? 96. 94. Hey, yeah, because I did Cantab in 93. And I batted by the, yeah, anyway. Glory be to God. So people are looking at me like, wow, this guy, man. Fossil. Eh? Glory's bro, now he has woken up. He's like, man, this guy is old, you know, eh? But he's wondering why he didn't have a big stomach. Yeah, sometimes it's what? The lack of the means to buy the fat. Okay, the fat, the sugar, you know, eh? Yeah. And so in this dream, I'm back in primary school. Now, then there appears to me a guy. I was in P6 and he was in P7. This guy was extremely good at math. You know those things when you are in senior one, but you know the best guy in senior two. Eh? Our schools were such that, you know. Eh? In fact, man, my school, it was bad. They would pin up results for the whole school to see. Sweepers, cooks, the P1s, mwina. And they're not there for just one day. They're there until when they remember, or when now there's another set of what? So, man, there was this guy was sharp. Okay? In fact, I remember in real life, for some reason, I don't know how, but yes, I remember he had heard about me also. Glory be to God. Now, you see, very often God will get a real life story, okay? Like a real life experience in your life. Then he will get it and use it to speak to you. Hallelujah. So now, yes, I remember one, the guy had heard about me, and I think a certain teacher had, a teacher who used to teach math, and he liked him, because he used to be the best. Okay, that teacher, if I remember right, because you remember now this is 1988. This 19 what? 88, when I was in P6. Glory be to God. 19 what? Children, 19 what? 88. Okay, so remember, one time he phoned me on the compound, you know, the school, whatever. Then he asked me that, you know, what did you get in math?
Because he had heard about me that I'm sharp. So now he wants to know whether what? Elijah, you know, eh? Then because I knew him, that was very sharp, and I knew what had gotten that term, I didn't want to tell him. Because, man, I was going to be embarrassed. You know when someone thinks highly of you? He has heard info about you. So now he can't say, man, you know. Then you realize that, they didn't tell him the whole truth. So, and now you don't want to let him know, man, you're fake. So, man, you just either say, you know, or you snob him. Like, you know, you understand? So I remember a thing like that happening. This guy, you know, asking me. Now, anyway, so now back to the dream. Okay? In this dream, I had solved a certain math number. Okay? Is it a number or a question? A math problem. Yeah, that's the right word. A math what? Hey, you know, I'd solved it. Then this guy comes to me. Okay? He comes to me and he asks me that, show me how you solved this now, this what? A problem. I said, show me. And the way he asked, it was such that it was, he was showing that he himself can't do it. You understand? But remember, a very sharp guy. Okay? Then when he asked me that, I was like, I told him that I am so honored that it is you who's asking me this. Okay? Then I told him that, in fact, I need to kneel down and I cry, you know, that you have honored me to, as in you, as in the cream or the cream, the great, you know, And I remember I kneel down and I'm crying because this guy is asking me to show him how, you know, Then I cry, okay? And then I get, it's at that point that I'm getting out of the dream and I'm singing the song, He Touched Me. Glory be to God. Okay? He touched me. You know, that song. Glory be to God. And now guess what the guy's name is. By the way, he passed away. Hallelujah. And from the dream I could understand, or by the dream I can answer that he's in heaven. Okay? So he's no longer, he passed away. Glory be to God. Guess what the guy's name is or was. Okay? The guy was, and he's called Daniel. Glory be to God. He's called what? He's called Daniel. Hallelujah. Amen? And by the way, that is my first dream of the year. Okay? Now, the Bible says in Daniel chapter 5, verse 12, I think it is, that Daniel had an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding. Okay? He was able to interpret dreams to solve riddles and explain enigmas. You know, Glory be to God. Now, Daniel appears to me. I have solved a problem. You're getting it now. I have solved a problem. Okay? And he asks me, how did you do it? Glory be to God. How did you do it? Now, to show that it was this Daniel, but God got him to take on the form of a Daniel, I knew. That is why, you see, I kneel down. And I'm like, I am so honored. Glory be to God that you're asking me, that because I should be asking you. Remember in real life, 1988, the guy comes and asks me, man, what did you get? Because he's like, we are in the same league. So I've heard about you, Okay? Then, man, that time, I'd gotten a mark which wasn't worth, like, mentioning to him because he would be disappointed. Even if I'd gotten a 90, this guy used to get those things of 99. Now, there's some kids these days who are getting, what? Their schools are giving them 99s. And that's okay. But you you kids should understand that, man, for us, when you got a 75 back in the day, man, that was a D1, you know, an A. Hallelujah. But I know there's a sharp guy here, some mathematician, what? Those local school, those local curriculum schools are the best to know whether a kid is really what? Because for them, things, hallelujah. So anyway, this Daniel, anyway, you've heard what I'm saying. Okay? So you see, children, sometimes the people who appear to you in your dreams are not really those people. Glory be to God. Sometimes they are, sometimes they are not. Okay? Now, like, if you have a good dream, it is God who has sent you that dream. Remember, sometimes it's the devil who sends those dreams. Sometimes it's just your flesh. You've eaten a lot of groundnuts, beans, then you get a dream, and which it really has no meaning. Okay? But sometimes it's God's dream. So there are times when you have a dream and your father comes and tells you something. Okay? Now, your father now, it wasn't really your father here on earth. It was your earthly father. You remember? Our God who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. But now he uses a picture of your father. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Sometimes Jesus can appear to you, okay? But then he appears to you as a friend of yours at school called Emmanuel. You understand? But it was Jesus, because remember, Jesus is also called who? Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. So it wasn't Emmanuel, your friend. It was Emmanuel Jesus. Glory be to God. Now that is what happened to me here in my dream. Daniel, okay, the Daniel. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, I'm hesitating to say exactly what that dream meant, but I am hoping that adults understand. Glory be to God. What exactly it meant. But I have told you what it meant. If you haven't understood, then you haven't understood. Rather, you have refused to understand. Okay? So this Daniel guy, okay? In fact, he was so sharp, no? Remember, back in the day, the guys would go for engineering. Do you remember him? He was a class, like ahead of you, but was doing civil. Okay? Daniel Musanje. Yeah! Okay? That's a chap who appeared to me, and what? I said, show me. Then I'm like, it should be you to show me. Then I knelt down. I'm like, I am so honored that you're asking me to do this, you know. And I began to cry. Glory be to God. And I get out of the dream and I'm singing the song. He touched me. Glory be to God. Okay, he touched me and made me whole. Glory be to God. So basically it meant that Jesus had touched me. Glory be to God. He had imparted something, okay, in my life, okay, that was going to make me better in something which I already had. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And remember, much better. Because remember, talk about Daniel, who came and said, show me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that was on Wednesday after Sunday when I began to talk about this, that God is going to what? To reward us. Okay? And that now confirmed to me that on Sunday I didn't waste my God's time talking about God rewarding us. That was the evidence that indeed God is saying he's going to reward us for the great thing that we have done for him in this church. Glory be to God. Just like 2022, he showed me what he had rewarded me with. The Mulinde thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we are going to pray for you. We are going to lay hands on you. Okay, we are going to impart whatever reward, whatever blessing that the Lord has for you, for what you've done for this church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Everyone has something. Everyone has to get something. Because in so many ways, you have been a blessing to this church. Glory be to God. This church that God calls a fertile soil, a garden in good shape, an engine in perfect order. And it is because of you that it is in that state. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let us stand up, okay? He touched me.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.